Good morning. Happy Wednesday. You guys getting ready for break? It's coming. I promise. It's coming. Hey, one quick announcement. You guys know about the 7-11 prayer that's happening every day this week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. It is not too late to be part of that. You can either sign up if you want at grow.hope.edu, or you can just show up at Schoon Chapel and during a time that is good for you to go and be part of this 7-11 prayer. So I want to encourage you to do that. Hey, it's the time of year when we tell a lot of stories, right? And maybe it would be a good time this morning for us to just sort of kick back and hear a good story to remind ourselves, what are we doing this time of year? So I want to tell you guys a good story. Maybe you've heard this story before. Here's how it goes. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you. As with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder, for the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the midday of Midian. For a child shall be born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders. And he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace. For the throne of David and his kingdom, he will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord will do this. This is the word of the Lord from Isaiah. Thanks be to God. That's a pretty good story, right? I think it's a good story. I think it's a story that's worth telling. I want to tell you another story. I think this is also an interesting story. This is a story that it's the story of the first day of our Christmas season. I think it's the first de facto day of Christmas that we have. Does anybody know what day I'm talking about? The day after Thanksgiving? What do we call it? Black Friday. This is a Black Friday story. All right. In an incident a few years ago in New York, a Walmart worker died after being trampled by customers who barged through the door, cursing him and several others who were later hospitalized. In another incident, two men at the Toys R Us in California pulled out rifles and they shot each other amidst thousands of holiday shoppers. And that tragedy did not even spare a woman who was 8 months pregnant, who, along with a number of other female shoppers, had to be hospitalized after being crushed and suffocated. The glass doors at a mall in Long Island shattered as people were impatient and they pushed through. They had to call the police in to plead for order. And during that incident, a temporary worker was thrown to the floor, trampled and crushed, and he was later declared dead. These are the kinds of things that are happening in the rush for the Christmas season. And that's also a pretty interesting story, wouldn't you say? Pretty different than the other story that we told about Christmas. I wonder which Christmas story is being told louder this holiday season. I wonder which story we are telling. Because the story of Christmas, the one we tell about Jesus, God with us, who comes in the form of a baby to an unwed teen mom, who is visited by the poorest of the poor and the shepherds, by astrologers from other religions and countries who come to see him, that story is a pretty great story. But I think it's being hijacked by another story. And I think what's worse is that we are participating in the other story. We're letting it happen. And we sang this morning, O come, Emmanuel, which means God with us. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. I wonder if we are the captive Israel these days, and if we are being held captive without even knowing it, to a culture of consumerism that has gotten so bad that we celebrate the birth of Jesus by trampling over each other at Walmart. I think that our holiest day has somehow become a different kind of holy day to a different kind of God altogether. And I think that we need to be ransomed from that captivity. I want to suggest a way that we might do this together. There's a group of pastors who came up with a plan a couple of years ago, and they're calling that plan the Advent Conspiracy. It's a group of Christians who are getting together to conspire new ways to be part of the season of Advent so that we can take our story back. So I want to introduce you to that this morning through a video. Let's watch together. So what if we were part of this new kind of way of celebrating Advent? Because I think we're doing a lot of waiting during Advent. We've been talking a lot about it. But what are we waiting for? Are we waiting for that moment when we open gifts, when we exchange what we've bought for each other because we're equating love with money? Or are we waiting for the birth of the one who came to set us free, to live lives that are full and abundant and full of life? The Advent Conspiracy asks people to do four things, and the first is easy. Give less gifts. What if you gave one less gift this year? Instead of giving that person a gift that you bought somewhere, which maybe they don't even want in the first place, what if you gave them something of yourself instead? And what if you took that money and you spent it on somebody who really could use it? And what if that freed you up to worship more fully during this Advent season. I want to suggest a couple of specific ways here at Hope this week that you can be part of something like that. So the first is something we've been talking about. We're collecting some some food items in the back of chapel. We're collecting peanut butter, cereal, pinto beans, and pasta. And these are four items that have been named by Sister Pat from St. Francis Church here in Holland as ways that we could really invest in the lives of some people who are hurting in some significant ways in this community. Because did you know that we live in a time where one in seven Americans is on food stamps because they can't make ends meet? And in Michigan, we've come on some hard times, so our legislators have cut back on the amount that they're giving people in welfare benefits. There are 12,000 families in Michigan right now who don't have a means to make those ends meet anymore because they've been cut off. We can invest in them. So what if you gave one less gift this year so that Friday you could show up and fill up those buckets in the back with peanut butter and pasta and cereal and pinto beans for families in need here in Holland? I think that that would be a way to celebrate the Jesus who came to be with us and who said that he came so that he could bring good news to the poor. But there's one other way. Here's the second way. When we meet here for our last gathering on Sunday, we're all going to get dressed up and we're going to do our Lessons and Carols service. Bring some money with you, because what if you spent one less gift this year, brought some money with you to the gathering, and put it in the offering plate when we take an offering? That offering is going to go to support poor people in Zambia to get a chicken farm. A chicken farm would change their lives in some significant ways. It would bring them nutritious food. It would bring them a means of income. It would bring them dignity back into their lives. And if we together can raise $550, which I think we can do, we could significantly impact that community in Zambia. I think that that would be a way of honoring the one who came to let the oppressed go free. I want to invite you to be part of this new kind of story this Advent season. I want to invite you to conspire with us to take back the story of Christmas so that we can tell the story of the one who came to live among us, to give us light, to give us Christmas light, not Black Friday darkness. I want to invite you to buy one less gift this Christmas in the name of the real Christmas story, the one who came to bring release to the captives. The captives like you and me. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. Let's pray. God, we know that you desire to meet us in this Advent season. And as we wait, God, would we wait on you, not on gifts which don't satisfy. And help us to rejoice. For you are coming, and you have come to set us free. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Go in peace.